Consumer Watch with Wayne Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
How's it, Wendy?
Hello, Darren.
So the Durban attorneys who specialise in road accident fund cases are none too pleased about some of the stuff the fund bosses said about them last week.
Well, apparently not, and you can understand it. Quick recap, I attended a media briefing held by the RAF, the Road Accident Fund, in Durban last week. They'd done Joburg a couple of days before, and they were on their way to Cape Town to do the same thing. They're on a mission to get the local media to spread a few messages that they want spread. In particular, they wanted to get the message to more than 12,000 road accident victims, you'll remember, Darren,
yes,
in KZN, who lodged an RAF claim 4 or 5 or more years back. They haven't yet been resolved. There's been no payout. 2/3 of them lodged those claims via attorneys. And the message that they wanted to get out was that these claimants don't have to go through the attorney to get their money. They must make direct contact with the RAF's Durban office in the old embassy building as soon as possible to get their claims finalised. The fund representatives in that briefing last week also stressed that road accident victims are in many cases far better off approaching the RAF directly because their cases are settled quickly in around 4 months, and they get their full payout from the fund without having to surrender a big chunk of it to their attorney. And that was the basic message.
Yep.
They said it's in the attorney's interest to drag out a case because they made more fees that way. So, Durban North-based RAF attorney, or attorney specialising in RAF cases, Michael Friedman, didn't take too kindly to the attorney bashing, saying that the attorneys were a thorn in the fund's side in fighting for appropriate payouts for their clients. Yes, he said, if you have a simple claim like a broken leg as a result of a car crash from which you will fully recover and, you know, you will be due medical and hospital expenses and maybe a few months' loss of earnings, but you don't qualify for what's known as general expenses. If you're one of those claimants, you could handle the claim yourself directly with the RAF,
Fair enough.
It could be finalized fairly quickly. But it's not the case with complicated, serious injury cases involving permanent impairment and loss of earnings, he said.
So what about those 12,000 people whose road accident fund claims haven't been finalized 4, 5 or more years down the line?
Okay, them. Here's what Friedman had to say about that.
The matters haven't been finalized because the injuries might have been that serious that it takes a number of years to obtain all the various reports. And the RAF and their own attorneys are dragging their feet. I think it's a deliberate ploy on their part to delay matters. In fact, they could save a large amount of that money that they pay out in legal expenses by settling claims earlier and not having to incur those costs of advocates on both sides when a case gets to court.
Okay, so both sides are blaming the other for the drag out, but Friedman says it's not in an attorney's interest to drag a matter out.
There's no reason for an attorney to drag a matter out. It's not in his interest. He spent money on obtaining medical legal reports. The attorney is going to do his utmost to settle a claim as soon as possible. The fund are going to do the opposite, and their own attorneys are attempting to delay matters as long as possible so they don't have to pay.
That does sound like what my experience with the Road Accident Fund has been up until your story last week.
Okay. All right. I think it very much depends on the case is the message here. The attorney cautioned accident victims from assuming that the Road Accident Fund staff and their attorneys would be representing them and their interests. In the bigger cases, he said a lot of the claims are undersettled by the RAF or the claim was allowed to prescribe. The claimant's attorney then sued the fund, which has in many cases in court raised the defense that they, the RAF, are not there to represent the claimant. In law, they can only act for themselves. They cannot wear two hats. They have no mandate between them and the claimant represents themselves.
See if I can get my head around this. The attorneys are saying, yes, it's fine for road accident victims to lodge claims directly with the RAF in simple matters, but in serious cases, especially involving long-term impairment, loss of earnings, they are better off going with the lawyer route.
Exactly, and I think that does make a lot of sense because proving your claim is not a simple matter. Take a listen to what has to happen in a brain injury case, for example.
An attorney must obtain all the clinical notes from all the various doctors, all radiological reports, all hospital records, instruct a neurosurgeon to obtain RAF4. He then requires a neuropsychologist's report. You require an occupational therapist, then an industrial psychologist. An attorney must collect all the information relating to the claimant's earnings, and finally an actuary, and then to calculate what they call contingencies to be applied to future loss of earnings.
Sure, that seems
about
like
you,
a movie.
That might be a bit much even for me.
Yeah.
So,
that,
bottom line.
That would be hard before the brain injury.
Exactly. And then you'd need a really strong, good one, Darren, a really strong support network. Yeah. Anyway, so if you have a simple RAF claim, and bear in mind that minor road accident injuries such as whiplash and bruising don't qualify anymore. It has to be a little bit more serious than that. It's a good idea then to approach the RAF directly to lodge your claim. But if your injuries are serious, and especially if they are permanent, you do well to engage an attorney. And we'll put this on the blog. And Diane McPherson has told me to please say that there's now a podcast. And last week's show was very well received.
Yes, a lot of people were asking me on the street about that. They want to know more and more about it. Now we've got a podcast.
We've got a podcast. It'll be up in a little while.
That's fabulous. Thank you, Wendy.
Thanks.